And this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom.
If then true love,
well, you've got just a couple more weeks to catch this year's production of Shakespeare in the Park.
Then let us teach our trial patience, because it is a customary cross as due to love as thoughts.
As you can hear, this year's offering from the Bard is A Midsummer Night's Dream. Artistic director Denise Hicks says the summer 2018 selection was intentional.
Midsummer is really the party play. It's just a huge celebration of love and magic. So that's why I picked it for our 30th anniversary.
Hicks says she was in the audience for that first show in 1988 and was immediately hooked. She's performed in many of the shows in the years since. She's playing the part of the mischievous sprite Puck in the current production. She says the show is so engaging, your own three-year-old sat through the entire production.
There's this sense of engagement when people play in the park, and we do a lot of playing right to and with the audience.
Hicks says the cast sticks closely to the original Shakespearean language, but she also notes that the Bard included few stage directions. That gives the cast, director, and designers a lot of room for interpretation.
The fairy world looks like what most people imagine the fairy world to look like. Very natural, lots of flowers. But then the Athenians look fairly contemporary.
You can catch A Midsummer Night's Dream at Centennial Park Bandshell for two more weekends, Thursday through Sunday. Show then moves to Franklin for a weekend of shows beginning September 13th. See NashvilleShakes.org for the details.
Oh, cross, too high to be enthralled to low.
Mike Osborne, WMOT News.